Welcome to Mindful Elevation, a podcast that explores the healing powers of energy psychology and mindfulness. My name is Rachel Tallheimer, and I am a licensed independent clinical social worker with Elevate Counseling. Join me in my conversations with some incredible guests to see how energy psychology has impacted their lives and how you can use it to improve yours. Not only are these guests my friends and colleagues, but they are clinical professionals with expertise in their fields. These conversations are packed with laughter, honesty, and insight into energy psychology. Feel free to listen at your own pace and in your own space. Thanks for tapping into today's episode. Kim Hollister is back on the Mindful Elevation podcast, and we are continuing the conversation on body neutrality. And this time we are talking about what the relationship is between body neutrality and weight loss, if any. So before we dive into that niche topic today, Let's just remind the listeners what we covered in the first episode from July 2023. What is body neutrality?
So body neutrality is the idea that we are going to place a value and worthiness on what our body can do versus what it looks like. We are going to respect our body and we're going to treat it with kindness. And we can also use energy psychology in this process, mindfulness, tapping, breathing exercises, chakra work can help us get more in touch with our body and appreciate the way our body works now, appreciate the way it looks now, feels now. And the end goal would be body neutrality of all of that.
Beautiful. And our last episode in December 2023, we covered the relationship between body neutrality and movement. Just give me a small little summary there.
Yeah, I think finding joy in movement. That was, I think, the major point, the major takeaway, right? Make sure you're moving your body in a way that brings you joy, that brings you happiness, that actually excites you. And I do want to say before we get into this episode, if you have not listened to the first two, I would encourage our listeners to do so, only because weight loss in general can be a trigger topic for many people. There's a lot of layers here. We're going to be using words like diet, fat, then those words can be traumatizing for people. So if you haven't listened to the other two, go back to the first episode, look at the other podcasts that are out there, look at the books that are out there, look at the other resources before you dive into this episode, because weight loss, a lot of people have a lot of history behind that.
Thank you for that disclaimer. I agree completely. All right, let's get into today's topic. The question is, can you practice body neutrality and still want to lose weight?
So I actually came to the conclusion that it's a yes and no answer.
Oh, okay. Fabulous. Okay. That's not complicated at all.
So that's all I know. Super simple. I'm going to tell you why I say it's yes or no. I'm 38 years old. And so that means I have 30 plus years of living in the society, in this culture that tells me the only way I have worthiness is through thinness, you know, and it tells me the body that I am in is wrong. That's a lot of reprogramming. And I've been doing body neutrality work probably for the last 5 years. And to tell you the thought about losing weight never crosses my mind would be a lie. What I hope is that listeners are coming from a place of compassion and kindness towards themselves in this process. And I don't want to shame anyone for having these thoughts. If you have these thoughts, you're completely normal. So that's why I say it's yes and no. The ultimate goal is to make sure these thoughts about wanting to be thin are not overpowering us. We want to lessen the volume. So when we do have those thoughts, we can move on from them a little bit faster. And it doesn't feel like this weight on our shoulders. So that's the simple answer to it, you know. But I just didn't want any listener to come on and feel like they're doing it wrong if they are doing the work and they're trying to practice body acceptance and every so often they have this thought about wanting to lose weight. It's hard. January can be a hard month for people. Summer's coming up. So I just want to make sure that our listeners are being kind to themselves if it does come up.
Thank you for that. One thing that I really liked about body neutrality and all of the different resources that we've covered is this idea that we were born speaking a specific language, right? We were born with this language of promoting diet culture and losing weight and exercise to lose weight. And it's what we were born into. And basically what we're doing in learning body neutrality and body acceptance is an entirely new language. And as a 20, 30, 40 year old, right? To learn a new language is much harder than it would be if you were in middle school or younger. It is what it is. It's the way our brain works. And so it makes sense when you have thoughts of, oh man, I'd really like to lose weight, to acknowledge that that was your primary language.
That's a great point. Yeah, that's not an easy task to take on.
Especially with a lot of people around us still speaking the primary language.
Yeah. So I think, so again, body neutrality can easily also be talked about as weight neutrality. And what weight neutrality means is we're kind of defining health with a wider lens. We're not just considering body weight. We want to move beyond the weight or thinness as the main health goal. And if you do not know, now you know that historically that diets do not work.
What? Yeah.
What diets do is keep people in a shame cycle. They keep the fitness and diet industry going because they're set up to fail.
And it's like a multi-billion dollar
business.
Yeah.
So they want you to fail because you keep them in business.
Yes.
What I would like people to focus on is more creating lifelong healthy habits, like we've talked about before, exercising joyfully. Mm-hmm. Enjoying the food that you're having and having more of a positive self-image of yourself. It's the idea that, like, if your goal is still thinness, then you're still healing.
I'll self-disclose a little bit. In my own intuitive eating and body neutrality journey, there's definitely still that language that pops up where it's like, oh, I'd rather be thin, or I'd feel so much better if I was thinner, or thin people don't have to experience the type of stuff that I'm experiencing, right? There's all that language that pops up. But I also find that listening to my body, listening to my fullness, listening to my hunger, focusing on nourishment, gentle nutrition, joyful movement, body respect, it's a whole new way of life.
Yeah. And I think that ask yourself, am I experiencing freedom by all the things you just said, right? Because most people go on diets with the idea that it will free them. But I would guarantee you, by restricting and binging yourself, you are not experiencing freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you just said, Rachel, is what the goal of body neutrality is living life with joy and compassion and kindness. And realizing that weight is such a small, small aspect of who you are. And I think we might have said it in the first episode. I mean, this is a controversial statement. I think we said it in the first episode, but, you know, what if you can't control your weight? What if your weight is predestined and most of it just comes down to genetic, you know? And then, like, if that's the case, what behavioral changes would you make in your life right now? If you knew you couldn't control your weight, how would your behavioral changes look like?
Self-esteem is a crucial factor to our happiness and success. If only there was a step-by-step class on how to build self-esteem. Oh, wait, now there is. Elevate is thrilled to announce the launch of the online course, Challenge Yourself to Better Self-Esteem, that will help you become your best self. You can find the link for the course in the podcast description. And we have a special code just for our Mindful Elevation listeners. You can use Mindful Elevation for 15% off. Now on to the episode. I don't know if we talked about it on an episode yet, but I remember when I first started talking to you about intuitive eating, you introduced to me the idea of set point. Do you mind just going over that real quick?
The set point weight theory claims that a person's body aims to maintain fat mass and weight at a predetermined range. So that means when you were born, let's just say, your body already decided the weight range it wanted to be in. Now, by the cycle of dieting, you change your set point. You actually increase your set point. Because if your body feels like it's going into starvation, it's going to keep the calories. It wants to keep the fat, wants to keep everything because it doesn't know when it's going to get its next meal. So every time it goes in that starvation mode, it increases your set point. And from what I know from set point weight theory is you can never go back. And so the more times you stress out your metabolism, the more times you're increasing your set point. So this is also why diets do not work and why the diet industry makes so much money out of people is because every time you fail at that diet, you're going to start a new diet and your set point has now changed. You know, I think most people would agree that they can fluctuate between 5 and 10 pounds easily. 5 to 10 pounds. That's your set point. 5 to 10 pounds is that's your set point. That's what your body is managing. Your body cannot thrive if it's if you've lost 30 pounds in 1 month. That's not really a natural weight loss. So that's what I know about. I'm not an expert in the set point theory, but that's what I've learned about it over the years.
Yeah. And the only reason why I bring up set point theory is because I think it's a really good thing to know considering letting go of the control over your weight, you know, that there's something more there. It's not just a choice. It's not just willpower. There's nothing wrong with you, right? It's just the way your body is.
It was predetermined before you had any control in it. And I think that's important in terms of the diet world and diet culture. Again, diet culture wants you to believe that you don't know what's right for you, that you don't know how your body functions, that you don't know what your body needs. It's telling you need this external force. And what body neutrality is saying is come back to me, come back to your body. I do know what I'm doing. I do know what I need, but I need you to listen to me. And that's when sometimes breathing and mindfulness comes into play, because the more attuned we are to our needs, hopefully the better we are emotionally and physically functioning.
I also wanted to bring up the idea that you can still lose weight by practicing intuitive eating as just a natural outcome. But the goal of practicing intuitive eating and practicing body neutrality should not be to lose weight.
Because again, we're going back to this idea of, I really want people to dig deep and ask themselves, why do I want to lose weight? Because when you really peel back the onion, it comes back to this idea of thinness. And the only way that we have value is through our body image or our body type. Health is much more than just weight. And so I also want people to feel empowered. If you go into your primary care office, you have the right to say, I don't want to weigh myself. You have the right to say, I don't want to talk about my body. Please tell me about my blood sugar, my cholesterol, my blood pressure. These are the determinants of health. And so you have the right to do that. If you go to, I think, Intuitive Eating, their main website, you can find people, practitioners in your area that are body neutrality certified or at least practice body neutrality. It is harder in the suburban areas, but if you go into more of the city in Boston, it is possible. I do want people to feel empowered that if going on that scale produces feelings of shame and discomfort, you don't have to subject yourself to that.
And actually, I had just had my physical a couple of weeks ago, and I love my PCP. She's just, she's the cutest. And on a big, bright pink sign above the scale was, you do not need to be weighed to receive care today.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yes, that should be everywhere.
It should be.
Everywhere.
So yeah. Even if the sign isn't in your doctor's office, just know that that's still your right.
Yes, you can advocate for yourself.
So I want to just clarify one last time the answer to yes, no of can you practice body neutrality and still want to lose weight? Just in case it got sort of muddled. Yes, you can still want to lose weight by the original language you were taught, but you cannot practice body neutrality with the intention of wanting to lose weight. Is that it?
So body neutrality says, I want to respect my body. I want to treat it with kindness, regardless of what it looks like. In that practice of treating your body with kindness and compassion, in the journey of body acceptance, you are going to come across the thoughts of wanting to lose weight. And the goal is to make sure those thoughts do not overcome your goal of body acceptance, that you are recognizing them, you are aware that they're there, and you simply say, thank you, not today.
Yep. Love it.
And you are able to kind of move on, because realistically, it is a struggle to live in the society that we live today and not have thoughts about wanting to lose weight and not wanting to be blonde hair, blue eyes, 110 pounds. It is a hard, hard goal. And we don't want to forget that there is fat discrimination out there.
Yes.
That people live in oppressed bodies, whether that be fat, black, or disabled. And every single day, they face certain discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So there are plenty of fat activists and liberation people out there doing that work. So we also want to honor that discrimination for people in larger bodies is real, and body acceptance is not an easy thing to be working towards when you have societal factors working against you. We also want to untie our thoughts around thin equals health and fat equals laziness.
Or unhealthy.
Or unhealthy, right? You know, unnatural. So we want to disengage from that thought process that your weight is a small percentage of what makes up what is healthy, and making sure that you are surrounding yourself with providers that support that, not just like medical providers, but make sure you have a mental health therapist that understands these concepts. I would hate to ever hear a story of a therapist telling someone, well, just go to the gym, or did you start Weight Watchers?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So if that is you listening to this podcast right now, come on over. Come on over to Elevate. So I want to make sure people are able to advocate for their needs in healthcare spaces, and that you understand that also the healthcare industry is wrapped up in all of this as well. So if you do not know, now you know that the BMI, which is the body mass index, is just a little crock. It was created in the 1800s by a mathematician. It was initially brought on by the insurance companies, not even the medical companies. And then the medical companies kind of latched on to this idea that the only way to determine health is through weight and height and no other factors. And it was based on a white male European kind of body type. And the National Institute of Health has discredited it, that it should not be used in healthcare settings as a way to determine someone's health. So again, this comes back to like knowledge is power. So when you go into these healthcare facilities, make sure you have the knowledge to back up if you are finding yourself in a place with a provider that says, well, the BMI says, and you can pull out your little handy dandy notebook and say, actually,
you're wrong.
No. You're wrong.
I wanted to bring up this one athlete. She's an ultra runner. She does these insane marathons, and her name is Myrna Valerio. And she is a Black woman in a bigger body, and she does these incredible races. And anytime I find my original language popping up in my head, I just think about this woman. because granted, I don't know her health. I'm not a medical professional, but I would assume, considering her ability to do these incredible races, that she is a healthy woman. Although we shouldn't compare, it sometimes helps me to remind myself that there are people like that, that she breaks through the societal definition of health. And I love that.
Anything that counteracts what our original programming is, that's what we need to make sure that we are digesting, right? We want to make sure we're digesting different body types out there and podcasts and books that help us reprogram 20 plus years of what we believe was true.
Right. And this also brings us back to the law of attraction. You know, what do you want to attract? And by using your social media as almost like a vision board, you know, what do you want to keep seeing? What do you want to be going through your brain? What kind of things do you want to support your beliefs? So check what kind of podcast, books, and social media accounts you're following, because it's much harder to learn a different language if you're not enveloping yourself in the language.
Correct. Yeah, in the culture, right? We're developing a new culture. That's an excellent point. Yeah.
So tell me, how can we adopt a weight or body neutral mindset? What now?
What's next? So some of the things we've already talked about, you want to reject the notion that body size is the sole health indicator and a small percentage of that. You can also choose other ways to measure health, you know, walking, blood pressure, diabetes, all these other indicators of what health is. I know we've talked about in other podcasts, but implementing self-compassion. So if you don't know the three pillars of self-compassion, it is self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. So all those three pillars will help you develop kindness towards yourself. Self-compassion is a great book. Dr. Neef also has a great TED talk about self-compassion.
And we'll share those links in the show notes, of course.
And it's something I use in my practice all the time. Like Rachel was just saying, diversify your social media. Focus on self-awareness. I was just having a conversation with someone about this the other day. You know, self-awareness is paying attention to what your thoughts, what your emotions are. Sometimes we go into autopilot throughout the day and we don't even know what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to slow down and pay attention to the words we're using, the thoughts we're having, maybe the thoughts of other people. I am highly aware now of keywords or thoughts when I'm out in public, when I am listening to a podcast or I'm sitting with a client that signifies that they have an unhealthy relationship with their body. So the more that you can kind of become self-aware of this, you can then recognize that it is a culture that we live in and it's society, and you can actually have more compassion for other people as well.
Actually, something that I had learned is the quote, awareness, 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 change, where it takes so much more awareness and insight before the actual behavior change happens. And so just giving yourself that compassion, right? And that patience, the awareness comes first, but the awareness also needs to be a heck of a lot more before the behaviors change. And that's okay.
And so the last one is going to be the hardest one. So I just apologize to everyone listening. Get rid of your scales. Yeah. Just stop weighing yourself. You know, every time you step on that scale, if it produces feelings of shame and anxiety, and you are reliving that every single day, it is going to be very hard to get out of this cycle. If you can't get rid of your scale, at least hide it. Have a partner, ask your partner to hide it from you, so you're not tempted to weigh yourself. The goal would be, and this is, I'm not there, so no one on this listening has to be there, but if you could get on a scale and feel neutral about whatever that number is, that would be amazing.
I actually remember, again, self-disclosure, in my own intuitive eating journey, I stepped on the scale at one point. And I remember telling my dietitian, oh, I got on the scale. I saw the weight went up and it didn't really bug me. And she goes, that's great. However, if the number went down, would you be celebrating? And that was really like, holy moly. So it's not just being okay gaining weight, right? Being neutral with gaining weight. It's also being neutral with losing weight, because the number does not matter.
Yeah, and I think in the grand scheme of things, that's hard. I think we didn't really talk about the like number as much, but not having any attachment to the number is so important in body neutrality. So often, yeah, our whole being of who we are is attached to being a certain weight. And if we're not under that, we're not doing enough, we're not good enough, we're not worthy enough. Get rid of the scales, people. They don't do you any good in the process.
Exactly. Well, Kim, this was yet another amazing episode. It is just so easy for me to talk to you about this stuff. And I think it's because we're both so passionate about it. And it takes our passion of self-compassion and self-love, and it brings it into the body neutrality, and then it brings it into the energy psychology, and we just put it all in a nice little bow, and it's like, okay, I know this is
together. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. But thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Any final words?
Yeah. I think that, again, for our listeners to come to a place of kindness and compassion, wherever you're at in your journey of body acceptance, it is okay. And it is completely normal to continue to have thoughts about weight loss, diets, and all those other things. Just make sure you have a great support system that will allow you not to fall back into those unhealthy habits.
Absolutely. Thanks for tapping in to today's episode. If you love Mindful Elevation, please share the love by following and sharing. If you would like to learn more about Elevate Counseling, you can find us online at elevate-counseling.com. Follow us on Instagram at elevate_counseling_services. Find us on Facebook at Elevate Counseling Services. Or check out our YouTube channel with the handle at elevate-counseling. New episodes of Mindful Elevation will be released every last Monday of the month. Energy elevators are released every Monday, where I teach energy psychology techniques and tools you can implement into your daily practice. Until then, keep grounding, keep healing, keep growing. Stay mindful.